A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Oh yeah, you're listening to the National Obsession, National Liverpool Podcast, and Charlie Baker and John Cadogan. Doing it very quickly, John.
In the sort of market trader style.
And get all your jeans and your jackets. Jeans and jackets, £5. All your towels, all your bath towels, your sheet towels, your hand towels, all your towels, £5, all your towels.
You could still do it, couldn't you?
Ever been to a market like that, John?
I've been to a market, yeah.
Yeah, but I've been to one like that. Where they sell meat and stuff. Perfumes, all your perfumes.
I don't think, not quite like that.
Oh, it's good. They used to do that at Dartmouth Regatta.
Okay, I've been to Dartmouth Regatta.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good night out, isn't it? Dartmouth, it's a week now, isn't it? Is it a week?
See the Red Arrows?
Oh, I love them. Well, I've got a thing about the Red Arrows. Have we talked about the Red Arrows before?
I don't think so.
How much do the Red Arrows cost a year, John?
To who?
Exactly. I rest my case.
Oh, what, to us?
To us.
To the taxpayer.
To the taxpayer, John. What's the point in the Red Arrows? Other than mega lols.
Once you've seen one barrel roll.
It's a great laugh, isn't it? It's a great laugh.
Shouldn't they be out on the front line somewhere?
Who is flying?
Who are?
very on brand, very quickly.
Who are
the Red Arrows, John?
I don't know. Just which RAF pilots, aren't
which
they?
Which pilots get chosen for it? The show busy ones.
How do they pick them out?
How do they pick them out? So I'm just like, how much does it cost a year? I'm sure we've talked about this before, have we not?
Okay, do you want me to look it up?
Yeah, how much does the Red Arrows cost a year? Can you book them privately? And how much does it cost the taxpayer a year? And what is the point in them?
How much do the Red Arrows cost to hire? last time I asked, it was $7,300 for a UK display.
It's more than that.
It's a little bit cheap, doesn't it?
More than that, John. Much more than that.
Lowestoft paid $14,000 for the Arrows.
Yeah, this is the thing. It's not for what, for them to fly over and do all, put their lives at risk,
do
all the loop,
do,
the loops,
isn't it?
The loops and that, the barrel roll.
LincolnshireLive.co.uk. They normally perform 25 shows a year, charging $10,000 to $30,000 a go, paid to the MOD.
Yeah, oh yes. I'll tell you what, we're onto something.
Who
here.
Pays for the MOD?
This
we do.
I tell you what, John.
And what does that money get reinvested in?
This is going to get shut down, this podcast. This is going to get... This finally.
The Red Arrows myth exposed.
Not a Red Arrows podcast.
Operating costs, right, for the Red Arrows
yeah.
is a freedom of information request to the MOD that is public. £9.1 million.
A year?
For the financial year 2014-15. This includes pay, allowances, fuel, travel, subsistence, heating.
What is the point of the Red Arrows other than lols? And
give
vibes.
Give you something. Look, this is all. Do we need to call? Should we call the Ministry of Defence?
The Red Arrows contribute to a number of military tasks, including public duties and security cooperation.
Mm.
when they support defence diplomacy by demonstrating British excellence.
Now, what this is like, you know when you see Kim Jong-un having like a massive gymnastics display?
Yeah.
It's that.
It's look a, at our
it's
missiles.
It's a military might.
Yeah. It's not though, is it? It's nine blokes in a smoke canister.
They are pointless, John.
Yeah, I know.
They are the circus end of the military. Unbelievable. We're onto something.
I've just took a direction I wasn't expecting it to.
Immediately.
This is like panorama.
How many uniformed serving personnel are posted to the Red Arrows, both full-time and part-time? 112 pilots. Not even special, John. It's not nine blokes and an air canister. 112 dudes. Two civil servants posted.
The panorama music.
I mean, we all like the Red Arrows, right?
Yeah.
9.1 mil.
Can you do it more in the style of Jeremy Vine, please?
We all like the Red Arrows.
We all like the Red Arrows.
But at what cost? 9.1 million pounds a year in 2014-15. So own inflation, that's probably 12 mil by now.
But is their time over? Odd cadence.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What do you think of it, John?
I had no strong opinions
are you
before
for
now.
The Red Arrows? What if they were the yellow arrows? Is it Exeter City that's
too Wrexham-y for my liking?
Too Wrexham-y.
Yeah.
Is it, John? Is that what it is? Is that why we're ticking again them?
And we have got a lot of Wrexham fans listening to us at the moment. Oh, so good. Hello to you all.
Don't know. Rob Ryan Red Arrows. That's what they're covering next. Listen to that podcast. The Red Arrows. Do you like the Red Arrows? Give us a shout on the old. Time to go, John.
Okay.
There are food banks, John.
There's a big...
John, there
clearly,
are food banks.
There's a
cost of living crisis.
There's a cost of living crisis. No one can afford to turn the radiators on this winter.
We're paying 112 blokes to fly about in the sky with red, blue and white smoke coming out of their ass. Is it out of their ass? Because if it is, I'm in.
Unless I see cast iron proof.
Yeah.
It's coming out of their ass.
No one can afford their heating bills, John.
Well, look, we are in a...
Food banks, all those things, and we've got 9.1 mil a year going on the Red Arrows. And that's 2014-15.
We are recording this podcast in the basement of a building of news. Yeah. So maybe we can get the big organisations in this building to get on the case.
If I know the organisations in this building, they will be for the Red Arrows. It should be 29 million.
Piers Morgan's very pro-Red Arrows.
Here's something I need to ask you, John. I think I've annoyed my brother on his birthday. We had a lovely birthday for my brother's 50th. He bought me, I've talked about in the past, how my dad on holiday bought me a red and white kit from Greece. I can't remember the name of the team. Should probably look it up.
AEK Athens.
Don't think it was, no. Red and white team. Hold on a minute.
Olympiakos.
Bought me that. Bought my brother a Panathinaikos kit.
Yeah.
And I've talked about it before. My brother's recently been to Greece. I know he listens to the podcast, and this is sort of an apology.
Yeah.
I need to find out from you if I've done the wrong thing. He bought me a hat.
Yeah.
He bought me a Panathinaikos hat.
Uh-huh.
When I got the Olympiakos kit, which is red and white.
Yeah.
Which now feels like Exeter City, so I wouldn't want that either. The Panathinaikos hat was green, John.
Yeah, they've got
a green
funky
is
colour,
my
isn't there,
unlucky
yeah.
colour.
Oh, it's Argyle, isn't it?
It's Argyle.
Yeah.
And it's I don't wear green. I don't like green.
Never seen you wearing
green. I've had a green shirt and it brought me a lot of bad luck. I'm a big believer in bad luck. And I didn't like the hat. It was at Lord's, gave me the hat, and then the afternoon was rained off. So it became the bad luck hat. So instead of taking it home, I gave it back to him before I left.
Oh.
Which I don't think has gone down well.
It's very Larry David, isn't it?
But
take the hat.
John, it's my prerogative, isn't it?
This is too... You've gone far too curb, unfortunately.
You think I've done the wrong
thing?
You've
made a social faux pas.
Oh, dear.
Take the hat.
I don't want anything green. If anyone... Although, saying that, in my bag today is Dean Moxey's green away shirt.
Yeah.
But did we go up last
and
season,
how did
John?
That work out
did
for
we
us?
Go up last season,
did
John?
Did we bugger?
Did we hell? So there we are. So, look, I don't know if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong about the hat, I apologise to my brother, but I don't want it.
Find an Argyle.
You keep
fan.
The bad luck hat.
Yeah.
I don't want another Argyle hat.
Jenner bastard.
Janners!
Right.
Janners, the National League is the national obsession, John.
Let's work it out.
What's coming on in the podcast? Not just Red Arrows. It's not a Red Arrows podcast, John.
It's not.
Do you think there is one? I'm going to look it up.
You do that. Yeah. And I'll run through what's coming up on this week's edition of the National Obsession. Well, lots of National League news to catch up on from the weekend. A few friends of the show are going to be joining us. Hurst, I believe, very much enjoying Talkie's poor start to the season. I think he's going to call in. A little bit of a Wrexham update as well. And I think we're going to cross to Russia as well.
Then we have to discuss that.
Yeah.
But yes, I think we're going to. There's lots of podcasts with the Red Arrows on them.
Interviews.
The Journey of a Pilot.
Yeah.
Just sitting there. Surrounded by like free stuff.
Yeah.
There we are. Look it up. If you want to find out more about the Red Arrows, do that. John, I didn't listen to what's coming up in the podcast, but
there.
I'm assuming we're starting off with some National League news.
Should we start off with some National League news?
Yes, please.
I don't think I did a very good job of selling the podcast.
Why?
But you're going to listen, whatever. Let's get back to Saturday then in the National League. Aldershot 0, Bromley 1. So Aldershot's appalling, only word for it. Start to the season continues.
They won on the Tuesday night. Didn't they? They won that one. Yeah, they got more points than us, John? Or something?
No.
One less.
They're on 3 points.
Older shit.
Yeah. Bromley, a second 1-0 win in the row.
Bullies.
For them. Bullies, on John. Saturday. The referee was Elliot Swallow. And I don't know. I don't know if he's ever refereed Sheridan Spitz, who plays for Ajax. Sorry.
Very nice. It was rude, dirty view,
quite
John.
Rude, wasn't it?
Dirty. Been hanging out in nightclubs again.
It was quite rude. Yes.
I thought you were going to say, and no, it's still
something
August.
About summer.
One
yeah.
word doesn't make a start. I thought you were going to just do that. There we are. Okay.
Yeah. Aldringham 2, Yeovil 2. A referee in that game was Matthew Corlett.
Yeah.
Which is very close. What's that city? Yeovil are going down. It's close.
Think Yeovil
isn't
are
it?
Going down.
Close, but
John.
No cigar.
They might do it. I think it's a hard National League.
Yeah,
this
they're
year.
Going down. They're going down.
Yeah. Chris Todd might regret that, I think.
Yeah, rubbish.
Anyway, there we
are. Barnet 2, Woking 0. Ben Winter popping up with his first goal for Barnet
there. Against Woking. A late goal v Woking. Who'd have thought
Who'd have thought? He only scores against
Header
Woking.
Header as well. Header.
Still didn't take that penalty though, did he?
Gone off him. Didn't take that penalty, John.
No.
I don't rate him.
No.
Don't rate him.
Poirot sorted that one out. It's his fault.
Why didn't he take that penalty, John?
Benji Kimpioka as well. Where were you?
Yeah, well, I understand that.
Let's not go over this again.
Can't let it go. I've still never watched it, John. Never will.
I was thinking about that this morning, as you do, on the way in. I've still never watched it.
I will never watch it. I will only ever watch it if we actually go up in the next, like, 25 years.
I still don't know if those disallowed goals should have been disallowed. I don't think they should have been, but I've never actually seen it back. Couldn't tell
allowed,
you.
John.
Should have been allowed. Dagenham won, Maidenhead 0.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
Dagenham
Maidenhead won't want to play.
Slightly
Dagenham.
Getting themselves back on track.
For Maidenhead, that's just too easy a fixture. It's too close to them.
Yeah.
Too easy for them to get to.
August's right off for Maidenhead. Do you know that?
Maidenhead will just be like, no. That's too easy. I want it to be either a long way away in a hard game.
Yeah. Or someone who's like...
Or just someone who should absolutely thrash
top
us.
Top of the table.
This is too easy a game.
Yeah.
I can work out... Now we've found the formula. If someone could work out... John, you're good at those maths formulas where you go, you know... hardness plus filthy mind, dirty boy.
Spits or swallow.
Difficulty versus distance.
Yeah,
again, you know, all that, one of that sort of thing. You know, and then it is the Maidenhead equation. We can then put it through the Maidenhead equation.
The Maidenhead equation. Well,
what a great title for this podcast.
Right, Maidenhead fucking list.
The Maidenhead equation. We need to work that out. John.
Can we call for Chris Lintott?
And it basically is how hard the game is, how far they have to go, how annoying it would be for the other team to win.
Yeah.
And then they win.
It's quite a complex bit of algebra, isn't
it? Yeah, we need to work out that.
Chris Lintott.
We need to work that out. Yes.
It needs a,
over to you, Chris
it
Lintott.
It needs a mathematician's eye, really, doesn't
Thank
it?
Thank you, yes. Over to you, Chris. Is he a mathematician? He's
I
like
don't know. I was just doubting myself
guy,
there. He must have physics. He's got some sort of... He must have physics in his armory, in his arsenal.
Let's find
Surely.
Out. Find out. We'll find out.
Yes,
see if he replies.
Dorking 2, Gateshead. I'll see you later, mate.
Oh, bye, mate. Who's that?
Jamie just blundering
Jamie,
in.
Ah, Jamie. Hello, Jamie. Does Jamie like the Red Arrows?
His new national obsession character.
It, yeah, look at him. Big fan. Just a little voice in the background.
See you later, guys. See you,
mate. Didn't ask him about the Red Arrows.
No. I don't think anybody else cares.
Okay.
Dorking to Gateshead 1.
What so about... Let's talk about this, John. Dorking.
The mark.
They're in.
Flying.
They're going to beat... I mean, oh, no.
Two wins in a row for the mighty Dorking.
Can't have another team that are good.
They're above us in the table.
Oh, no.
It's a nightmare.
And they've got a plastic pitch, which guarantees them 20 points a season.
The game of the weekend, Scunthorpe 3, Solihull Moors 4. What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors? They were losing 3-2 with 8 minutes
to go.
They
were losing 3-0, John.
Well, yeah.
They were 3-0 down.
They were 3-0 down and pulled it back.
And they came back for Scunthorpe. That is, you have been national leagued.
Well and truly.
Absolutely vanaramed.
They're still winless as well, Scunthorpe, I think. Is that right?
I don't know. You got the table in front of you. I'm not looking at it. I can look
at it
if you
want. It says they got 3 points, but I can't remember if they won a game.
I'm just here for reaction and colour.
Did they win a game? No, they did. They beat Yeovil. I mean, they got it.
There we are.
It's like a gimme.
Scunthorpe, John. We never used to beat Scunthorpe in the league.
We still won't beat Scunthorpe.
We never, ever beat Scunthorpe in the league. So it'd be lovely to beat them. Hope some players come through soon.
Torquay nil, Bournemouth 1. Whatever.
Looks like we should have had a penalty. Looking at the highlights.
I don't know. I can't tell.
I can't really tell.
It's a little bit soft.
Everyone seemed to think so. An annoying offside. Gary seemed cross. We looked knackered. We went to the game and we recorded bits and pieces, but we looked tired, weren't passing.
I didn't put the
passing.
Bits you recorded in the podcast because you were too depressed.
Too depressed. Weren't
it
passing
really brought
properly.
Everybody down.
Weren't passing properly. It was like we had no pace in the midfield, no one to beat a player. Defence looked all over the shop.
I thought we were better than you thought we were.
Not Dean Moxey. I mean, Dean Moxey is
defensively we were
absolutely amazing
okay.
player.
We stood off Bromley a bit
quite
too
like
much.
Quite like Wyatt.
We were stood off Bromley, gave him too much space. I'm not sure the wing backs are really very good.
I don't think Ali Omar's very good. But there we are.
I think he had a good game on Tuesday night.
They could have won that game 5-0.
We could have had a few goals as well.
We could have, but
scored an offside goal. Goodwin hit the bar. Had a few chances. I think we could have on another night. We could have scored a couple. Midfield looked good. Goodwin looks decent.
Yeah,
just needs a goal. Needs one going off his ass, and then it'll be all right.
Yeah, I like Goodwin.
Keeper played well.
There was a woman.
The cat, Elstead.
Never doubted him. It was lovely to stand next. I stood on. Who did I stand next to? Claire.
Claire.
Our friend Claire. What's Claire's surname, John?
The moment
do we know?
I met you, Claire.
We met
James.
Claire at Woking.
Claire James.
Claire James and her dad.
Yeah.
Lovely chat with Claire on the ice to you, Claire. It's smashing.
And her dad called, is it Clive?
I don't know, mate.
No, not Clive James. It's not Clive. It's not Clive James, isn't the talkie.
I don't know.
What is his name?
I don't know.
Colin.
Colin. There we are. It's lovely to meet you both. We had a lovely chat and I got a bit raucous during the match, so I apologise for that. But Claire's got another sister who doesn't support
doesn't
the
listen.
Goals.
Oh, okay.
And, by the end of the match, I said, I think she might have a point. But yeah, lovely to meet you, Claire, and your dad, and hope you got home safe, and see you again at a match soon. That was very nice, on the ice.
Wealdstone 1, Halifax 0. You mocked when I said Wealdstone were going to have a decent season.
I did, John.
They're doing
I will say,
very
we're only
nicely.
Four games in.
Yeah, only four games in, but they're second. They've got 9 points. They're doing all right.
After 10 games.
The team looks decent.
After 10 games, we will have another look at our predictions.
Wrexham 5, Maidstone 0. Paul Mullin hat
trick. Talk about that. Yeah, we're gonna visit some Wrexham people later on, John. But flat track bullies for me so far, John.
On evidence.
On evidence so far, flat track. I mean, they're going to hit some form, aren't they? I don't know what Maidstone. Are they any good, John? They got any wins?
They'll probably beat us on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, we got them Saturday. So,
yeah,
that's the thing. You tempted in Vanaramus.
I did, yeah.
Like, didn't you?
Yeah.
I listened back to it, John, and you were there. We're going to beat these. No trouble. Big finger. Big finger being pointed at you from Vanaramus.
And that was a big error.
I think
should
we beat. John, we beat Maidstone. We beat Maidstone.
Another
I'm telling you.
Plastic pitch.
3-1. We beat Maidstone. No trouble.
We scored one goal in four games.
Oh, yeah. 3-1. It's coming.
Okay.
It's coming.
York 0, Eastleigh 1. And Notts County 2, Chesterfield 2, which is the game on TV. Notts County coming from 2-0 down.
Yeah.
Langstaff.
Yeah.
Looks a player.
I tell you what. Is it McCauley Langstaff?
Yep.
Yeah. He looks the proper proper deal. I think that is such a good signing.
As we always say with Notts County, they've got the Kyle Cameron handicap, so they're going to have to get at least exactly 10 points more than they think they need.
Because their first goal last week was from a short Kyle Cameron back pass.
Yeah.
And he will get injured again soon as well. So, I don't know if he's up or a down. But Halifax, bottom of the league with 1 point, despite absolutely thrashing Torquay. Losing 1-0.
An impeccable performance.
Still impeccable. Bottom of the table on 1 point. Yeovil, Aldershot, Scunthorpe. There's your bottom four. Torquay in 17th. Top eight at the moment are Barnet, Wealdstone, Solihull Moors, Chesterfield, Wrexham, Dorking, Boreham Wood, 8th, Bromley. But who cares? Doesn't start till the clocks go back.
Meaningless.
It's October. Absolutely pointless talking about the whole thing anyway, really, if you're honest.
I don't know why we're doing it.
Could spend £9.1 million on it just for entertainment like the Red Arrows. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession and... Oh, no. Oh, God. Who's that? I don't even know there's a phone in it. All right. Hello?
Hello?
Oh.
Hello? Hello, Baker. Baker, you bastard. Is that you?
Yes, hello. Hello. Hello, Hearst. Hello.
Hello.
How have you... I mean, we're in a completely different studio. How have you found this? Anyway.
I got my sources, Baker. Don't you worry about that.
I suppose I should ask you some questions. Let's get this out of the way. What are you calling in for? What do you want?
Oh, well, nice to speak to you too, Baker, you rude bastard. Anyway... I don't want to say, I thought you'd be giving me a call. A bit disappointed you haven't really. I thought you'd want to ask me opinion on Torquay's season so far. I mean, I can hardly stop laughing, to be honest with you. I can't take you. The Torquay looking like mud.
Looking like mud. Why are you enjoying it? You live in the Torquay area. You work in the Torquay area. You purport to be a Torquay United fan, yet you seem to always enjoy their downfall more than their success.
I'm a bloody undertaker. Of course I enjoy misery. That's my raison d'être.
How is the gold hearse you've got, by the way? I think last time we spoke to you, you had a solid gold hearse.
The COVID hearse, that was. The COVID paid for that.
Yeah.
She's a beauty.
Still got it.
Apart from about 6 o'clock when the sun goes down, and I'm completely bloody blind.
Yeah, you know what? I've heard that you might have to save up a few pounds, actually, because to heat your crematorium, it's going to cost a lot this winter.
Abby, you've not seen the obvious thing, Baker. We're in the middle of a bloody, or just being in a heat wave. The average population in Torquay is 95. It's been boom time.
Boom time.
Wild West.
Very disrespectful, Hearst. You're very disrespectful. Very disrespectful.
Anyway.
Yes. What do you think of that? So talk to me about the goals. Get it over with.
Hilarious. I said it all along. The man's a fool. A charlatan. A blagger. A hopeless. And I'll be honest, I've been really, really enjoying it. Apart from, I tuned in Tuesday night. I'm driving around the Hearst. Had a few jobs to do, a few stiffs to transport around. Right, and I thought I'd tune in Tuesday night, just listen to them lose live. I don't like to tune in normally.
It's only live once, they say, don't they? That's good for an undertaker as well. They're only live once.
We prefer it that way, to be honest.
You could put that on the side of your hearse. They're only live once.
I've not done my job. But Tuesday night, I did listen, and I laughed and laughed. There's some moron on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Bloody dwarf. Just spouting nonsense.
How can you tell he was a shorter person from the radio?
He's like bloody Snow White. Dwarf. I don't know if it was, what are they, Loopy or Stumpy or whatever they're called. Dwarf.
Sad.
On the radio. You're
like a poison apple.
Never played the game. Throwing around all this nonsense.
Yeah.
Personal insults. I mean, the only person I am allowed to throw my personal insults is me, okay?
Okay. Well, you seem very disrespectful. You seem very angry. I think you are a bit worried about the oncoming crisis. You're trying to heat that crematorium, run that big hearse. Petrol must be costing you a few. Have you lost a few quid? Have you been putting your money into crypto, hearse? That's what I've heard. You've lost a few quid.
Bitcoin. It's swallowed it all up. A blockchain.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for you, Harris.
On the blockchain.
Yeah, you've lost it. I knew you hadn't had that gold Harris anymore, and you've had to sell it. This is called Schadenfreude. This is comeuppance.
Well, look, I'm live. To NFTs.
You don't even know what one is. You went
an NFT of Gary Harris.
I heard you went to buy an NFT from Trago. You went down Trago. Got any NFTs? You bloody idiot, Harris.
I can't do this any longer, Bacon. Goodbye.
The National Obsession.
And as the bells of St. Basil ring, and the sound of a distant dog, welcome. This football match. This is Ray Duffyvich with my colleague Dave Tomovich alongside me.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Dave, any old references you want to talk about? The great leaders of the 60s and 70s? Sammy Kolovich?
Lenin would have put his foot through that. Tolstoy would have taken the hit and got up. Nothing wrong with that. I must go now to write my piece in the Tolstoy Weekly. Farewell, comrade.
Match is 10 minutes to go here at Plainmoor. Things pretty much wrapping up. Maybe a time to tell you about my B&B in Sochi. The Grovnovich.
Nothing wrong with it.
Dave, maybe one of these days we'll go back to my old stomping ground in East Moscow.
I miss the old country. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my word. I can't think of any more raisins. I'm completely out.
Of course.
What else did he used to
say? Of course.
Of course.
And the ball goes
and
out
the ball
of play.
Goes out of play. And the hammer and sickle goes out of
play.
Goes out of play. Comrade Thomas, perhaps you can...
I feel this is very niche. But there is nothing wrong with that.
Comrade Thomas is leaving us now.
To write up my piece. I've done it.
You've done it.
I've done it. I have no more. I have no more Russian references.
I'm out. I'm completely out. Run out of rays.
Farewell, comrade.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football. You are listening to the National League. You
called the prayer.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
Are you still in Russian, though?
No. And it is time for letters from a listener.
Go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Hey, John, are there any letters?
I feel like Russian Ray and Dave may take some explaining, which we can't do.
I say, ask us.
It's just when you see us. I'm at Maidstone on Saturday. Are you at Maidstone on Saturday?
I might be, John, actually.
You could get there after the show.
What? I reckon I could, actually. I hadn't thought about it. Yes, going on holiday on Sunday.
It's about half an hour on the train for me.
Hey!
Straight from London Bridge.
Do you know what? I think I might be at Maidstone on Saturday. Talking about that, John, we'll do some stuff from there.
Yeah. There we go.
Lovely.
I'm going to be there. You're going to be there.
Yep, magic.
Us. That's the only way you're going to find out. Letters.
Any letters, John?
The aforementioned Chris Lintoff.
Hey, on the ice, Chris.
An infrequent writer of letters.
Lovely.
But very, very...
Always
very,
welcome.
Very, very welcome. Chris says, after we talkie... Not a talkie podcast, Chris, but after we talkie
Who?
Fans collectively bretted our McGavins.
Oh, we did.
Oof.
Oof. The whole season so far has been... Oof. Brett McGavin.
I'm not hearing anybody else using that.
Yeah,
yet.
I've had a few people message me yet.
Oh, good.
They're getting into it, John.
Good.
No, I don't anyone say it yet. But
Adrian
maybe...
Durham messaged it to me the other day.
Nigel Adley messaged it to me. It's happening.
Maybe it's just an in lovey thing.
Look, it's happening, John. People anyway, are going to start saying it.
Chris says, after Brett McGavin, I thought it might be useful to introduce you to the idea of a face pyjama. Mm-hmm. A face pyjama is a phrase, usually two words, which sounds like a double entendre, but which really doesn't have a dodgy meaning. For example, I just opened a cookbook to the heading, Unexpected Vegetables in the Mexican Kitchen. Sounds filthy, but isn't. Bit like Brett McGavin. Are there any other National League face pyjamas?
Oh, well, nice.
Obviously,
thing,
Johnson
yes.
doesn't count on the ice, Chris.
Oh, yes.
That's good.
I just... I took my wife to the dripping pan on Saturday. No?
That's very good.
I'm going to spend the afternoon looking at the beavers. I could do them all day. What a lovely thing, Chris Lindsay.
We did say, I mean, speaking of, you seem to have done a lot of Dave Thomas this week or Russian cousin, but you made the point, actually, just after we finished recording in the car on the way to Bromley on Tuesday, that Dave's catchphrase.
Yeah, catchphrase. Yeah, that's
what I'm just off. I've got to leave you now to go and write up my report for the Torbay Weekly. Did sound like a euphemism.
It's a lovely. It's a more of a needing a wee. Isn't it? Just,
what do you think?
Just off to write up my report. And if you like, just if you've ever had a few pints and you need to go and break the seal,
where are you off to? I've to go
just,
and write
just gone write a report for the Torbay Weekly.
Why are you walking like that? Oh, I've got to go write my report for the Torbay Weekly.
Just give it 5 minutes. I've just written my report for the Torbay Weekly.
That's another one you can. Yeah. So that and Brett McGavin. Try and slip that in.
I'm just off to write my report for the Torbay Weekly. If you need a wee wee, what a lovely thing
Guys,
to say.
Can just 2 minutes. I've got to go and write my report for the Torbay Weekly.
Right. I know I said we didn't need to stop, but I really need to stop at the next services because I've got to write my report for the Torbay Weekly.
This is as niche as it gets.
About as niche as it gets. But you can all use it. Everybody can use it. It's absolutely fine.
Anyway, thank you, Chris. Because without your email, we'd have forgotten that.
Also, that's the first thing Chris Lintott's ever said to me that I've sort of understood all of it. Because a lot of the time he's talking about space and that. And I'm like...
Space and that.
Like, is that what he does, space and that? My brain doesn't work like that, John. It's like when I ask for directions, I'm not listening after like 1 second. So like my brain, I'll ask Chris what
is it like that bit of Simpsons with the monkey?
It is like that. And I'll be like, I'm genuinely interested in it. I'm interested in what's going on in space and like how far away that is and light years and black holes. But the moment anyone like that starts talking to me, not a clue.
Maybe we should do that next week. Maybe we should go inside your brain.
That'd be nice.
Someone speaking to you. Derek Dawkins.
Ask Chris Lintott a sensible question, see what answer we get. Mates and away, John. You just reminded me of that.
Clive Hayward.
The ice, Clive.
Thank you for email, Chris, as well. Clive says, hello, chaps. Although ice is currently in short supply, I hope you managed to get on it. This was obviously written during the peak heat wave.
ISIS. Short supply.
They are in short supply.
They are at the moment.
Yeah.
They're not as popular as they were.
Anyway, this is a bit of love the show, Steve. Myself, Mrs. Clive and Matty, I'm enjoying John's commentary from Bromley.
Ah, lovely. John, you're excellent at it.
Talkie are yet to concede. Half-time.
That's not even me saying that as your friend. You're like really good at it and annoyingly good.
Anyway, he says, enjoying it. We're talkie are yet to concede. Half-time whistle just gone.
Yeah, I know.
Clive.
Yeah, Matty Haywards did tweet, it's amazing we're not going to let in one goal all season.
Clive.
I will say, we have only let in 2 goals. I know we've lost 2 games. We've only let in 2 goals.
Yeah,
score
one.
You know, you have to have some positivity in that.
Clive says, I attached for your ridicule a self-catching snap from the Orkneys last week. He went to twat.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. I think Clive doesn't understand that I do follow his Instagram and his Twitter. So I have seen this picture.
Yeah, he went to twat and there's a picture of him next to the sign. There it is.
That's it. It's a bit that's life, isn't it, that? And also, here's a carrot with a penis.
And finally, Anyway, he says he didn't see George Galloway there.
Here's a dog that can say, on the ice.
Clive, the first accurate thing you've ever posted, brother.
Oh, yeah.
He says he didn't see George Galloway.
Oh, yeah, George Galloway, that was
George
good,
Galloway's fashion subsided, isn't it?
Well, as soon as things are popular, John, it disappears. Like, we'll probably run that Russian... Ray and Dave into the ground. We'll just keep doing that for
keep
ages.
Keep doing it.
Because no one will
People
like
go,
that.
I don't get
no
it.
No one will like that. Why I don't know what that is. That? Whereas George Galloway was popular. We've never done it since. Idiots, John.
Old Bob Cole.
Old Bob, on the ice, Clive.
Hey,
well, thank you for your letter.
A very
Old Bob Cole. He's a merry old soul.
Merry old soul. I said very cold
very
soul.
Very cold soul. There's a train on fire. Tom Greatrex texted me earlier. Fulham have started like a train on fire.
They have.
We're getting it going. Tom, we're trying for new catchphrases
quite
this season.
Dangerous. Like, they're doing well, but also, you imagine the train on fire is probably going quite quickly to get to the next stop.
We'd get there quicker, wouldn't it?
But also,
everyone on board would be dead.
Everyone dead. Anyway, Bob Cole says the Hayes Lane bogey.
Oh.
On the ice, John and Charlie.
Hayes bloody lane.
If last season at Hayes Lane, you both commentated and we lost 2-0, that happened. And last week, John commentated and we lost 1-0.
This is a good point.
Do you think that if you gave the commentary a wide berth next season, we might stand a chance of getting a draw?
This is a good point. This is a good point. I don't think I'm ever going to Hayes Lane ever again.
That's me out, I'm afraid.
Because I hate the place.
Yeah.
I hate Bromley.
Yeah.
Don't like the people who watch them.
Yeah.
Hate the pitch.
Yeah.
Don't like their team. Don't like their football. Don't like anything. I don't like anything about it. We had a nice Wagamamas.
We did have a nice Waggers. And that's about as much. Although, I mean, it was the same. You could get that anywhere else.
There are many Wagamamas throughout the country.
There was nothing special about the Bromley Waggers. The staff were quite nice.
The staff were quite nice.
But they were very nice.
It was a long walk from Hayes Lane to the Wagamamas along like a long, horrible road.
Yeah. And then Stab Alley.
Stab Alley. And we did get on Stab Alley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just don't think I'm ever going there ever again.
I can't foresee a situation I would.
Just because it's a close one, you see, and I can get there.
Yeah.
Which means I get to see the gulls. We'll see.
It's tricky, isn't it?
We'll see.
You have to stand on that terrace as well.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's all right for you in your plush media
seats. Well, thank you very much, Bob Cole, and a very valid point. I think that we'll maybe give it a swerve next season, see how we do. Who knows? Maybe we'll get promoted and it will be a moot point.
We're going to get promoted.
Yeah.
One day. That's all you can cling to.
Yeah. And finally, Mark Ridley.
Ah, how are you? On the ice to you, Mark Old King Cole, by the
Mark
way.
Mark Ridley.
Newton. Old Newton. Hello, Newton.
It says, hi, John and Charlie. I've just listened to your most recent podcast during which a contributor called Andy, which is Andy Wells, the Wrexham fan, suggested that he wished references relating to John Pemberton should not be permitted.
Is this Andy Wells, what do you call it, the reducer?
He was, the reducer Wells.
The reducer. Didn't like John Pemberton.
Anyway, Mark Ridley says, I wholeheartedly agree. Oh. Particularly as he's just taken on a job as pollution control officer for Southern Water.
You see? Bang!
There you go.
See?
That's what you're missing out on, Andy.
Shut up, Andy. No, don't shut up. You keep listening, Andy. You're very welcome to your opinion.
Of course you are.
Went in hard. 2 feet. The reducer.
That was John had just taken over at Southern Water and that video of the sluice gate opening.
Got out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice, nice. He's working on the beaches.
Anyway, Mark says, with no teams winning all of their opening fixtures.
Oh, yeah.
John's predictions for every team finishing 16th might be inspired.
Yep. That is true. You did think
they'd all finish 16th.
Thank you, Mark Newton.
He's returned after his off-colour gag from the other week.
What was his... What was
about Harold Shipman.
Come on. We can't read those out.
Well, we didn't read it out.
Did we read
it? We read it out.
Oh, did we?
We left it the blame squarely at Mark's door and nobody's complained. So, you know,
it's fine.
Everybody's
fine, isn't it? On the ice, you, Mark. Thanks for the letter.
Yeah.
Thanks for all your letters. That's very nice.
But
we could always do with a few more. You know, it's always nice to hear.
The merrier.
It's always nice to hear from...
Who are you missing hearing from?
It's often it's nice to hear from new people, and it's also nice to hear from supporters of other teams.
Well, I don't think Mark's a talkie fan.
Oh, okay, good.
I'll give him that. The others were.
But look, that is our main.
We had two supporters from other teams last week. One was a Halifax fan, and one was a Wrexham fan who hates my work.
It's a weekly. There we are. That's it, is it, John?
That's
Thanks for your letter. How do people send us a letter, John?
You email nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yeah,
you can also tweet us on NatObsPod.
Yeah,
lots of nice tweets. Thank you for all of those.
Yeah, loads
people
of nice
enjoying
tweets,
the podcast
actually,
this year.
Hey, and people have been leaving 5-star reviews
on
iTunes. So thank you very much for that as well. That's really nice. And some nice words on there. That really helps us out. So thank you very much. There we are. Is that it, John?
That's it.
On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.